It is a heartless moment, cold as anything in all the Bible, in my opinion. The question of James and John. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you, to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. Two disciples trying to get what they can, self-interested, self-centered, selfish, interested in taking, not much in giving, more than merely pathetic. As I said, it's cold, too. Like all false pretended love, no better than hatred. Cold and heartless, because the glory of the disciples is not what Jesus was talking about. If you read Mark's gospel in the broader context of today's passage, you'll see what I mean. You see, just before James and John asked their question about their glory, about what they desired for themselves, Jesus had been talking about his impending death, about how he would be condemned, mocked, scourged, and then killed. And as Mark tells it, it seems that without a moment's breath, James and John changed the subject from Jesus' death to their glory, as if maybe they weren't even listening. Think about how cold that is. Jesus talking about his death, maybe with a little sadness, a little fear, only to be interrupted. We want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. Perhaps you've been ignored before like that. Perhaps you've tried to open up about fear and pain before, like that. Perhaps you know what it's like when no one listens. Heartless and cold. It doesn't feel good. And I imagine it's how Jesus felt. Ignored the moment he opened his heart. Solicited by people in it for themselves. It's ingratitude I recognize in myself, if I'm honest, filtering the gospel and the teachings of the church, the demands of parish life, through what I judge to be my wants and my desires. So much in me I see as taking and not giving, as self-interested, self-centered, and selfish as anyone. I see it in myself. In my line of work in parish ministry, I also see it from time to time in each of us. And some of the comments and criticisms, which for me are sometimes part of my daily diet. If Mass goes too long, for instance, if I preach too long, you'll know I'll hear it. There's only so much time people have for worship, so I'm told. 40 minutes, really, people will tell me. We've got things to do, you see, Sundays are busy. Ministry in churches these days is a funny thing, too. Fewer people know what ministry is, what service is. People want the experience of service, the feeling they've served. They just don't want to make the sacrifices necessary truly to serve. Now, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm not talking even about a majority, but I'm talking about something noticeable, something true today about Christians who all their lives have been conditioned to be consumers. We're losing the idea of service, what it means really to serve. I remember speaking with a person about a year ago who wanted to serve in the parish, made an appointment to come see me. However, she was clear when she sat down. She was clear she could only offer her services at certain times and under certain circumstances. And did we have anything like that available so she could serve? Because service was important to her. She wasn't willing to make herself available to the needs of any actual ministry we had. She just wanted a ministry to be available to her when she wanted it. You see the subtle difference, the commitment that's absent. We want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. We say to Jesus, when the invitation to discipleship is actually, come, follow me, leave the dead to bury the dead. No one who looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. Love one another as I have loved you. Forgive the reference for those not of my generation, but I've always thought Kurt Cobain's lyrics from the grunge rock anthem of my youth, all people who grew up in the 90s know this song by heart. That song smells like Teen Spirit. Listen to the lyrics, it's prophetic. The line in the chorus goes, here we are now, entertain us. Here we are now, entertain us. It's how so many of us see the world today, the church, and sometimes our parish too. It's one of the reasons ours is a colder church and a colder world, because we've forgotten in a real way what it means truly to serve. So what can we do, and how can we change? How can we become genuine servants and not just consumers of the experience of service? Well, we must begin by understanding that service and sacrifice are really the same word. That to serve genuinely, we must be open to genuine sacrifice of our time, of our money, of ourselves. We need to give God and others time like we don't own it. I don't know how long we'll be at the shelter, as long as it takes. I don't know if this person is going to ask too much of you, get too close. The person just needs help. You see what I'm getting at? to serve, to genuinely serve, means not counting the cost beforehand, but instead simply offering oneself. To serve means to put yourself at the disposal of another and not merely budget time. That's what it means to serve God. I don't know how long Mass is going to take. That's what it means to serve each other. How can I help you? Not here's the time and the energy I've allocated for you, use it well. Complete, not partial self-offering. That's what Jesus did for us, not counting the cost, service as sacrifice. It's why he is truly a servant. And it's the sort of servant you and I, his followers, should be as well. Are you able to drink the chalice that I drink? Jesus asked. That's the question of genuine service. He was talking about his suffering, of course, his own sacrifice. He was asking the disciples if they were up for it, if they were willing to serve without self-interest, if they were willing to serve sacrificially themselves. Before they could ever see the glory they so desperately wanted, they had to answer this question first and answer it well. We are able, they said. Unsure, even then, I imagine, if they were really up to it. But of course, they did make it to Calvary. They stayed with him. They did see the risen Lord. They even died as apostles and martyrs, and they reign now in heaven. These selfish men, because they said, we are able, and because they gave the rest of their lives to living it out, because they spent the rest of their lives trying to be real servants. Hence these questions for us today. Are we willing? Are we able? And are we willing to serve sacrificially, like Christians, not counting the cost, knowing that we won't see heaven unless we're servants in everything and with everything we've got? Are you and I able? I hope so. That's my prayer. Amen.